speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The final question that we're going to consider tonight deals with the context of Amos chapter 6 and verse 5, I believe, if memory serves me correct. Is Amos's condemnation to Israel about their usage of mechanical musical instruments in worship a rebuke to David's usage of them as well? This comes from Amos chapter 6, verses 1 through verse 5. It actually goes on throughout the book of Amos chapter 6, but we're going to carry it down to verse 5. He begins with a woe. And woe literally means you need to pay attention to this. He's drawing a warning to some things that's under consideration. If you go down to verse 5 then, you bring this woe into it. Woe unto them that sing idly to the sound of stringed instruments and invent for yourselves or themselves musical instruments like did David. The question that I want to pose as we think about this, did David, king of Israel, on his own initiative, introduce instrumental music into the Old Testament worship system? Are the words of warning and condemnation given here in Amos chapter 6 only directed at Israel? And do they offer some suggestion or insight in reference to maybe something that we need to think about with David? What have Brotherhood scholars said with reference to this? Homer Haley, in his commentary on the Minor Prophets, Homer Haley has said that he believes that this rebuke was strictly assigned to Israel with the negative connotation to David's usage of them. In other words, it doesn't apply to David, but rather he's just bringing David into the picture to condemn Israel for what it is that they have going on. Brother Guy in Woods believed it's strong evidence that David was not operating by divine guidance when he introduced instrumental music into the Old Testament system. Some thought for us as we go and work our way through this. If corruption in Israel is the thrust of what Amos has in this negative message, in his comments, why did he mention David in it? He says, as did David, or like David did. Does he not? And then the context signifies that they invent for themselves instruments of music like David. And we have other passages that actually factor into this. One thing that I want us to do, you hear me say from time to time, words are important. And tonight I want us to look at some words of what we find here. Invent. The Hebrew term, therefore, invent, also can be translated to devise, as it is brought out in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9. It can also mean to think, which is brought out in the book of Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 2. So if you plug those words in, what does he say? Who devise for themselves, the same as invent. Who think for themselves. They're thinking what it is that's going to be bringing pleasure to them is what's under consideration. Know what he says. They invent these things for themselves, for their own personal pleasure, for their own personal desires. What's the context say? Like did David. If I'm right on that, and I'm not saying that I am 100% correct on that, but if I am correct on that, is this not an indictment against David for the introduction of instrumental music, at least in part, onto the Old Testament system? And therefore, would it not then serve as an example to us, in part, as to the fact that we need to be under the submission of God to the things that He commands us? There are arguments that people pose for the usage of instrumental music, and the majority of them are not from a biblical standpoint. Those arguments that people do pose from a biblical perspective do not hold water from the context of the New Testament Scripture. For instance, people pose arguments, just from a foundational standpoint. They say, it makes us sing better. God certainly expects us to sing the very best that we can, correct? Yet at the same time, God doesn't say that we need to sound like a beautiful chorus, does He not? He says, sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. We are to lift our voices up in praise to Him, doing the best that we can, but He does not give us any authorization, any instructions to add an instrument to make our singing better. And in fact, I don't think that it makes it better. Those who went with us to CYC, you couldn't have asked for any better singing. I think our singing tonight here has been beautiful. Tommy's doing a good job. But then also people say, it makes me feel more spiritual. Friends, if we need to feel more spiritual, we need to spend more time in the Word of God and then apply God's Word to our lives. Having instrumental music in our worship is not going to make us feel any more spiritual. It shouldn't, because if we spend more time in the Word of God, we're going to see that He does not authorize that. And in fact, then we're going to feel condemned and know that we need to repent of those things and to embrace His will and His way on all matters. Others say that it helps to cover our flaws when we're singing. And again, friends, I know when we were singing today, we had sang so much through the course of the weekend, my voice was actually cracking some. In spite of the fact that our voices crack and sometimes we may get off key, God still receives that as long as, here's the key, as long as we do those things only that He authorizes us to do. What does He authorize? Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. We are to teach and to admonish one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. These things, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, He says. It is only through a cappella singing that the Lord authorizes us to lift our voices up in praise to Him in worship service, and therefore we need to comply with that standard and that standard alone. Why? Remember what Jesus said in the book of John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. He says, the hour is coming and now it is when the true worshiper, not just a worshiper, but when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. He goes on in verse 24 to say, the Father is seeking such to worship Him. What type of worship is He seeking? He says, the true worshiper, the Father is seeking such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And therefore, we must have book, chapter, and verse for the things that we do. If we do not, friends, then we are not right with God.